Hey, Dustin.
This is he.
Hey, Dustin. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
It's good. Hey, just wanted to follow up with you briefly. We mailed out a finance offer to the business a couple of weeks back here now, it looks like, based off some financing you did with First Financial. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, based off that relationship you had with them, we had you pre-approved over here with us for some equipment capital. Looks like about 250K or so. Just wanted to see how business is going over for you this summer.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay, nice. You looking to bring out any new trucks or anything like that coming up?
No, not really. Looking at refinancing and getting away from First Financial there.
Okay, what do you...
I'm looking at doing.
What are you, what do you have over there with First Financial?
Truck. Yeah, semi and two trailers.
Semi and two trailers. Okay, how long have you had those for?
Oh, probably about 5-7 years, something like that. Maybe not all of them. I've had the truck about 7 years. One of the trailers I just bought a year or two ago.
Okay. And, what are you paying monthly payments on those?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of interest rate did you get hooked up with over there?
I couldn't honestly tell you, partner. I'd have to pull the records and even look. I'm
not okay. Okay, no worries. How long have you been looking into getting these things refinanced over here?
Haven't really seriously started looking, just kind of started milling it around the last month or two. So just something I've been looking at getting options on and seeing what I'm doing. I mean, $150,000, I'd say probably $100,000 or $150,000 probably take care of everything I need to do, so...
Okay, definitely. You know, we have a couple different options that would work over here for what you're looking at then. Do you know what you're paying a month on those trailers and stuff with them?
Somewhere around $1,200. Maybe that's wrong. I can't honestly tell you. I'm not at that office. I'm going to tell you wrong because I run too many businesses off of this office that I'm at. So.
Oh, okay.
Here at this place, so I'm trying to talk about the trucking company, and I'm not sitting in front of that computer, so...
No worries. No worries there. That's, I was just trying to get a ballpark and get a better idea of what program might work best for you, you know? How many different companies you run, then?
I got three different ones that I run.
Okay, what are those? Are they all trucking, or dual transportation, or construction?
One's transportation, one's the farm, the main farm, and then the others, we got a horse boarding stables.
Oh, and horse boarding. Okay, right on. What kind of farming are you doing out there?
Just agricultural, corn and beans.
Corn and beans. Oh, nice. How long you been doing that for?
All my life. Hell, I grew up farming. I've just recently taken over operations on my own.
Right on. Taking over for, like, your dad or family,
yeah,
something
family
like that?
Operation. Yep.
Family operation. Nice. So how many acres you guys got out there?
We only farm about 1,500 is all we farm right now.
Well, that's still pretty good size there. That's nice. Where do you make your most money out of those businesses normally?
Oh, hell, they all help each other.
Yeah, okay, yeah, definitely. I see how that.
If one makes money, they all make money. If they all do them bad, they all do them bad. You know how it goes.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not really one that does any better than another. It just depends on what year it is.
Of course. Okay. Where are you guys the busiest in over there right now?
Right now we're just watching corn grow, so right now I'm trying to look at getting everything where I want it to be before we go into winter, because we do a big snow removal, and the transportation slows down in the winter time. We do snow removal in the winter, so.
Oh, snow removal in the winter, nice. Okay, so you guys have
that's kind of what I'm looking at refinancing that business for, just to kind of consolidate it in and get it rolling. I've not had real good personal relations with the bank lady that wrote our loan. She's just not been real personable to work with, so.
Oh, yeah, and that's never easy.
Just soon work with somebody I can call and get along with and somebody that wants to argue every time I talk to them.
Yeah, I know. I understand that completely there. So how long have you been over there with First Financial for, what, around 10 years or so, it sounds like?
No, First Financial, I just pulled on the trucking company. I sent it to them probably 3 or 4 years ago, I'd imagine. I let them in on it because they kept calling and hounding me on it and had pretty good rates and stuff. We switched it all over to them, and it worked well, but it's just time's come. It's time to look somewhere else.
Okay, nice. And then with your transportation, you know, I know you've been kind of doing farming all your life. When did you start that?
Transportation, the Fed Up Transport's been incorporated since late 06.
Late 06, okay. So you guys have been in business enough to get a pretty good establishment built up over there, it sounds like, huh?
Oh, yeah, we do pretty good. We stay busy anyways. We got some guaranteed signed contracts, so the truck's busy every day. So
okay, nice. How many trucks do you actually have running over there?
Just one. Just one now. I had 13 at one time.
Oh, wow. What a...
I'd rather babysit a bunch of preschoolers than have 13 truck drivers.
I understand that one. Was it kind of like an owner-operator kind of thing, or did you...
I owned everything.
Oh, you owned all the trucks. Wow.
I had 15 drivers, and that was the biggest nightmare I've ever had in my life. So I sold everything and went back down to one truck, and myself and one other guy helps me, and that's all we do now. We knocked it back down to one truck.
Yeah, probably a lot simpler that way, and you're able to kind of...
A whole lot simpler.
Oh, I bet. Kind of keep everything together. And then costs, you know, probably your profit margins are a little bit bigger that way, too, than not having to pay all the drivers and whatnot, especially with all the...
You can control your profit margins a lot better anyways.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. So how long you been running just yourself, then?
For probably about 4 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. We just been down to one truck for about the last 4 years.
Okay, and that runs, you're saying, every day, so what, Monday through Friday?
Yep, Monday through Friday, home every night.
Home every night, well, that's awesome. So the horse stables also over there at the farm?
They're in Danville, they're north of my farm here, so...
Okay, so a separate location?
Yep, separate location.
Okay, and then is that do those usually stay pretty full throughout the year, or do you always have a little bit of room to play with there?
Well, both. It's kind of, you play the weather. That's a weather game. You know, it's one of the things, if it's real nice out and we ain't had a whole bunch of rain, everybody's got room at home to keep their ponies, and when it gets real nasty and muddy, everybody wants to keep them somewhere else because they don't want to slop around in the mud. They don't have nowhere to ride. They want to come to an indoor facility.
Okay, so
in the winter time, you know, if it's a nice light winter, then everybody keeps them at home. They don't mind it. But about the fourth or fifth day that they got to slop out in 0 degree weather, they decide they don't want to feed their horses no more. They're gonna pay somebody to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I see how that works, though. So that's good for you then. Kind of keeps it fluctuating a little bit, so where you're not always kind of super swamped over there, it sounds like, right?
Yep. But no, on the only thing I'd be interested in financing right now, partner, is if it's something you didn't be interested in financing on the truck and trailers, that would be something I'd be willing to discuss.
Yeah, well, we can definitely get you set up on something to work on that, get you a little bit lower payment. I know we do both the refinancing, but also we might be able to, on the capital end, maybe get you a chunk of capital to pay off those loans and actually just have one through us for a shorter term, and, you know, maybe we can get you beat on the payments and whatnot. Let me ask you this, just to get a better idea of how much we might be able to get you. What were your gross sales like last year?
Somewhere around 250, 275 on the trucking.
On the trucking, okay. And then does that range up, down from there on the other businesses as well?
The other businesses wouldn't be involved in it, but yeah, I mean, the other businesses are, you know, they have their own numbers. I'd have to talk to the secretaries or accountant on that one to figure out where they're at.
Okay.
I run all the finances on the trucking and the transportation, so I got a little bit of idea on the numbers there without looking at the computers.
Okay, definitely. So about 250K or so. What are you tracking for this year, you think?
We should be right on target for about the same thing.
Right about the same thing. Okay, cool. And so what I can do here is I can shoot you over the application and whatnot for our working capital, and I can have you fill that out along with a couple other documents, and when you get those back to me, I can get you some actual hard numbers of what we'd be able to do and the different routes we can go, because I do know there are a few different options we can take to get you the same result here. I just don't know which one would be the best for you to save you the most money or whatnot, but if I'm able to take a look at the current health of the business, how much money you're bringing in and out, that would give me a better idea there to start, because the way the working capital program does work is we base it off of your sales, and we're usually able to unlock a certain percentage of that as unsecured cash. So I'm thinking, just off the top of my head, that might be the best route here. But what I'll do here is I can shoot you over this information, the docs I'll need and whatnot to get you rolling on this. And I'll sit down real quick with my underwriter and talk with her and see what the different avenues we can take are exactly, and I can call you back and go over those with you and let you give you a better idea of which way we could go with that.
Okay, now you're thinking working capital is going to be better than a secured title loan, is that what you're saying, or what?
That's what I'm thinking, but I'm not too sure. The lady who I'm going to speak with when we get off the phone here really deals with the refinancing and everything, so she'll be able to give me a better idea. And I know you're probably pretty busy over there, so I'll throw you on the phone with her right now. So what I can do is, what's a good email for you?
Fed Up Transport. Well, just as it sounds, FEDUP Transport.
Okay.
And that's at Yahoo.
At Yahoo. All right, Dustin, well, I'll shoot you over right now the short one-page application and the short list of documents we'll need. And I'll probably just need to look in here 6 months of your most recent bank statements and your tax return from last year, your most recent one.
Okay.
All righty. When do you think I might be able to get that back to you by, or back to me by?
I should be able to see something yesterday, if not today or tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow. Okay, well, that sounds good. Again, like I said, I'll talk to my underwriter here, see what she has to say. Are you free to chat this afternoon if I find out some little different information from her?
Yeah, that's fine. Just give me a call back, sir. Like I said, you know, somewhere around, probably around 100,000 to 150,000 tops would be what I'd like to be. And like I said, I can tie up a 2005 Peterbilt and a couple step deck trailers on that if we need to.
Okay, well, I'll send the app over to you right now when we get off the phone. I'll look for it this afternoon. If not, I will follow up with you tomorrow morning there.
That works, sir. I appreciate your time.
Alrighty, sounds good.
Thanks.